Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good Friday morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I hope you had a good week. I hope you're taking today off and Monday off and embracing a nice long Labor Day weekend. And I am super psyched this morning to have some friends in the studio, that both of whom I've known a long time, that are affiliated with Gulf Coast Turtle Watch, a new organization that was formed just recently out on Pensacola Beach to help take care and watch out for our sea turtles. So Stephanie Allen is here, and J.J. Waters is here. Good morning, ladies. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yay, it's so good to see both of you. So we have a whole half hour here to talk about what you do on Pensacola Beach to help save our sea turtles. So I want to just start right from the beginning. Can you give us a little history about sea turtles on Pensacola Beach and why it's, I mean, why is it important to save them?
A lot of people don't even know that we have turtles that come on during the months of May 1st through October.
That's the
end of October.
So the beginning of spring, is that the nesting season?
Yes.
So that's when you start to see them crawling up and building. And these are the big turtles. Just so people understand, which turtles are these?
Yes.
Loggerheads and...
Our area has four different types of species. We have the loggerhead, which is the more common nest enclosure that you'll see on the beaches. And then we also have the greens, the giant greens. And we sometimes encounter a leatherback. We've had leatherbacks nest on our beaches before.
Which is very special, right?
It is. Mm-hmm. And even more special is our endangered Kemp Ridleys.
Right.
They're day nesters, so some people don't even know that. And we've had visitors that have just been laying on the beach, and one's come out of the water and nested right next to them.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
Kind of a shock, because they're big turtles.
Yeah.
Wow. So what is it that y'all do? And let's try maybe this morning to kind of educate folks that may not know. We hear about the lights. We hear about all these different things, but maybe encapsulate, what is your effort? What are you trying to accomplish?
You know, like, they are, we have a lot of... different structure. We have a lot of infrastructure that's new, you know, and we have a lot more tourism today. So the turtles are needing a lot more help.
Raising awareness.
Yeah.
So one of the things, too, Meg, is that, you know, there are two different elements, right, with turtle season. One is the turtle patrol, which people hear about, about people going out and trying to find the nests and kind of overseeing that. That part of turtle season is actually managed through FWC and is permitted through Escambia County.
So that's the Florida Wildlife Commission?
That's right.
Watch for acronyms.
Yes.
You never know.
Fish and Wildlife Commission. So they oversee the program throughout the entire state.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are actually permitted, or, you know, Escambia County holds the permit for Pensacola Beach, for Perdido Key. You know, there are different permits for different areas, but that's where we are. We're in Pensacola Beach. And so that's one side of it. So that turtle patrol is managed that way. Volunteers go out at the beginning. You have to go through a certain amount of training in order to be a volunteer and be, you know, part of that group. You have to go through training every year.
Wow.
You have to be recertified. The permit is, you know, everything is very, you know, it's monitored. And so those individuals that volunteer that work on that side of it, they go out and they look for nests in the beginning of the season. And then as the season progresses, they also go and keep an eye on the nest to make sure that the hatchlings go the right way. Because where we're located, we have a pretty high disorientation rate. And what that means is that when those turtles are born, you know, when they come out of the nest, almost 70% of the time they go the wrong way. And a lot of times that means to the road. So that's a real big problem. And
that's because, my understanding is because by nature they follow the moonlight or the starlight to the water. But we have all these hotels and we have tourists and people are out there with their cell phones flashing lights. So that is, that confuses them. They go the wrong way, right?
That's right. So if you think about it, you know, hundreds of years ago, even 200 years ago, 100 years ago, we didn't have this artificial light. So when turtles came ashore, the water is always going to be brighter than the land, always, unless you have artificial light.
Interesting. I never thought about that.
Yeah, it will always be brighter because even with the celestial sky, a lot of people think that they only hatch on a full moon. That's not the case.
Uh-huh.
You know, the celestial sky is very bright with stars and what have you, but it's also just naturally bright if you didn't have lights from hotels and homes mm-hmm. and streetlights and all the other things
that we see. That makes a lot of sense. So your role, tell me a little bit about what is it that you do, because I know you get up very early. I know that. So what happens? You get up, and what happens? What do you, when you're out there turtle watching, in quotes, what does that mean? What are you doing? Maybe start with the May when you're looking at the, when they're first nesting, and then I hear a lot about don't dig holes. What's that all about?
Yeah, that's really important.
So, explain to us the process.
Stephanie and I are, Stephanie's my partner. She's been doing it a lot longer than I have. She's been working on Turtle Patrol. So Stephanie and I go out. Everybody has a day of the week, so mm-hmm. it's very well organized. Yes, it's early. Right now it's getting a little bit later than it has been because the sun is rising a little bit later.
Right.
So we go out before the sun comes up and we're ready to you know, go down the beach and check out the beach. And basically what we're looking for are tracks. You know, we're looking for turtle tracks that we can then mark, assess. We can determine whether that turtle actually nested. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they come ashore and they don't nest.
How can you tell?
That's called a false crawl. And so sometimes they'll come ashore and they won't nest. And mm-hmm. it can be for a number of reasons. Maybe there's some interaction, a human interaction. Maybe there's a predator on the beach. Maybe they just don't like that spot.
Right. So
there's, you know, we don't always know. Sometimes there are items left on the beach.
Mm.
So that's another thing. People leaving their beach chairs and their umbrellas and obstructions. And so when a turtle comes ashore, if that happens, then a lot of times they'll have a false crawl too.
Okay. But once they do make that nest, how do you recognize it?
Okay. So that comes from our training.
Uh-huh.
There's different ways we can tell. We probably won't give away all of our secrets.
As a person that walks on the beach, I don't want to do the wrong thing. I mean, I know that you'd go to great trouble to mark them and protect them, but what would I be looking for?
Well, you'd be looking for two sets of tracks, like an incoming and an exiting track. And we're always amazed because we'll be, you know, starting to set up an enclosure, and there'll be people just walking the beach, and I'm amazed that they don't even stop and say, "Hey, what are you guys doing?"
Yeah, I know. Or see them, like to us.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very obvious to us because we're obviously trained to see
they're
it,
like
right?
Little flipper.
Yeah,
like little flipper prints. They're not people prints. They're not footprints. They're like little flipper prints.
It looks like tire tracks. I mean, we do have vehicles on the beach, so it might be a little confusing, but. Each different species has their own unique sets of tracks.
Well, I'll be honest. When I first moved here, I had no idea that we had sea turtles here. For some reason in my mind, it was in South Florida or the Keys or something. I don't know, wouldn't think they wouldn't be on the Gulf Coast.
I mean, that's valid. I mean, I was thinking back this morning, and I'm like, you know, it really, my awareness didn't, I mean, I've lived here my whole life.
Right.
And my awareness to, like, nesting season really comes from another country.
Oh gosh.
You know, being involved in,
'cause you were in Costa Rica.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Of
and
course.
So I've attended a couple of the Arabases down mm-hmm. there, and then, you know, coming back, I had an experience here, moving back, and it was a disorientated nest, and
wow.
they had all gone the wrong direction.
Oh gosh.
And I actually met Turtle Patrol on the beach,
mm-hmm.
Collecting turtles out of the street and sidewalk, and so, you know, that, you know, actually ran into the who we called the turtle boss at the time, and
uh-huh.
he was like, "Yeah, I think you need to join Turtle Patrol."
There you go.
And so
instant recruitment.
Yeah.
Well, we are talking with Stephanie Allen and J.J. Waters, who are both part of Gulf Coast Turtle Watch. If you've got some questions about sea turtles, or maybe you've always wanted to ask, you know, what's the nest, or where do I find, or if I see one, what do? Do text in your questions at 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a few minutes to talk a little bit more about sea turtles on Pensacola Beach. Welcome back to Pep Talk with Meg. This morning we're talking about Gulf Coast Turtle Watch and how we can help and save our sea turtles. J.J. Waters is here, Stephanie Allen. So we just had a text that came in, y'all, and it says, my 14-year-old daughter would love to volunteer her time in some way. How would you go about doing that?
Oh, yeah, that's fantastic. Well, so I think Stephanie wants to talk a little bit about Gulf Coast Turtle Watch, which
yes.
is the nonprofit organization that's mm-hmm. here in Pensacola Beach. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so how
could tell
yeah,
more
so
about that?
Gulf Coast Turtle Watch is a 501(c). It's an NFP, and we are dedicated to marine conservative activities and promote opportunities for community education awareness for all wildlife on our coast.
Mm-hmm.
We needed Turtle Patrol needed a vehicle very badly. For transporting sick and injured strandings for turtles.
How much would they weigh on average?
Oh, my goodness. We just had one that weighed 288
Whoa,
pounds.
Okay.
That's her name was Mambo.
Wow, that's why you need
so,
a vehicle.
Yeah,
okay,
so,
I understand now.
Yeah, we're
not a little turtle.
We're transporting all these you know, sick and injured turtles in our own vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we'll get two and we can only take one and have to find someone else to transport. So Gulf Coast Turtle Watch, our number one goal was to have a vehicle that we could use for transportation. And these turtles are transported to our vet at the Gulfarium Care Center in
nice.
Fort Walton Beach. So
mm-hmm.
it's a little bit of a drive. So
you're having a ribbon cutting for a new vehicle,
yeah.
is that correct? When is that?
Yes, we are. It's September the 3rd. That's next Wednesday at 9:30 a.m.
Okay.
And for the question for the 14-year-old, I'd love for them to come, you know, to the ribbon cutting ceremony. We're going to have members of Gulf Coast Turtle Watch, Turtle Patrol
mm-hmm.
will be there as well. And we'll have a lot of opportunities for questions and answers.
Now, do you have a website, too?
We do.
So they could also go there and find
yes.
out more? What's the
yes.
website?
The website is GulfCoastTurtleWatch.org. They can go there. We also have a Facebook page and an Instagram page.
Okay. So we've been in the spring. We're at the nesting season. But now we're in the hatching season. Is that correct?
Correct.
So what does that mean? I mean, I understand that I've seen the pictures of the little baby turtles. It's like 100 of them come out of one nest, it looks like.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot, right?
It is a lot. I think that's what most people get super excited about,
I know,
right?
I'm
actually in the pictures that you see with
yes.
the turtles, you know, crawling into the water.
Facebook,
yeah, that's a real thing.
And so what's the survival rate? I mean, they have so many, and you think, gosh, why are we having a problem when there's so many with each nest?
So I think the last stats I heard, 1 in 1,000 is pretty accurate.
Right.
So
oh,
1 in 1,000 survive to adulthood,
oh.
to maturity. When we have a nest, a typical nest is maybe an average of, what, 120-something?
About 100,
usually. Yeah, I've seen the pictures. It's a lot.
So think about how many nests. If you only get 1 in 1,000, we have to have a lot of nests,
mm-hmm.
successful nests, to actually make it to the water.
So how many are on our beach right now?
Well, Pensacola Beach, we are 9 miles of patrol.
Mm-hmm.
So we have about 24 nests.
That's pretty good,
isn't
it? That's an improvement,
yeah.
isn't it, from the last few
yeah.
years?
So from Fort Walton Beach to about, you know, Perdido Key area, we have a little over 130 nests,
mm-hmm.
which is a really high number.
Yeah, that makes the odds a lot better.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I'm out with my family and we're walking on the beach and all of a sudden we see these little turtles running towards the water, what should we do and not do?
Yeah, well, you shouldn't touch them. So that's number one. That's kind of against the rules.
Uh-huh.
It'd be kind of rare for you to actually see them, but we have had that. In fact, when we were on patrol the other day, we had a nest that disoriented, and what that means is that the nest hatched.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was around to actually be there. None of the patrol were there. And the majority of those hatchlings came out of the nest and started going to the road.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them got run over.
Oh.
Some of them got eaten.
Oh.
A lot of them were lost. A lot of them were, you know, from predators,
mm-hmm.
which are, excuse me, crabs, birds, you know, other animals on the beach, raccoons, other types of things. And then the sun, if they get trapped somewhere, sand crabs, they fall into sand crab holes, and and that's
because they're little.
They're little.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
we have to worry about dehydration.
Gosh, I don't know how you do it. I think it's fantastic. I'm so grateful that you're there making a difference for our little sea turtles.
Yeah,
on the
yeah.
beach. It's amazing.
It does feel good. It feels good to do it. And you know, a lot of the reasons that the turtle nests are increasing, I think, is that we have more protections. We have leave no trace ordinance, right? So
mm-hmm.
people are not supposed to leave their stuff on the beach. We want it clean, flat, and dark, where people are becoming more educated. You know, where they're turning their lights out at night. They're, you know, we've got new lighting ordinances along all these coastal communities in not just here, but throughout the state of Florida. So I think once people know better, they do better. And so that's one of the things we really strive is to educate about the importance of, you know, filling your holes,
mm-hmm.
tearing down your sandcastles.
Right.
You don't realize it's this tiny little turtle. That's like a mountain for them
sure.
to try to get
an
over.
An abyss, too.
Yeah,
yes,
an abyss
of
hole. And also dark. That's where the disorientation comes in. That's probably the biggest problem with hatchlings.
We got another question that just came in. For people with homes on Pensacola Beach, where can we buy the special lights that don't confuse the turtles that they're looking at the moon instead of a porch light? I know the Visitor Center has the little flashlights that you can go to right there with Pensacola Beach Chamber. They're like little red, the infrared lights, and they have stickers you can put on your phone
mm-hmm.
so that it just doesn't do anything except covers that light on their phone. But where can people get special lights?
So a lot of the homeowners are changing out their lights,
mm-hmm.
Which they should because we do have an ordinance on our beach for lighting. And we always direct them to the county website for that. There's a little drop-down box that has natural resources is where you would go to find that information. And we also, Gulf Coast Turtle Watch has put together a little turtle goodie bag packet.
Yes, I got one this morning.
And you can reach out to us through social media, either Instagram or even our website,
mm-hmm.
Facebook too. And we'll make sure that you get it. We've got we just gave out about 20 gift bags the past week for, it's mostly people who are individual renters on the beach. We also would eventually like to work with more of the bigger rental companies on the beach
mm-hmm.
and the hotels.
Right, of course.
And, yeah. And
okay.
So,
well, that website for the county is myascambia.com/seaturtles, and you can look up the ordinance, the Escambia County Barrier Island Lighting Ordinance, to get more details. We've got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with our friends from Gulf Coast Turtle Watch. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Our friends from Gulf Coast Turtle Watch are here this morning. Stephanie Allen, J.J. Waters. Just a couple minutes left, y'all. What would you like to mention?
I just want to mention again, we're having a really big ribbon-cutting ceremony at the Pensacola Beach Chamber.
It's at the Visitor Center
visitor
right
center,
there.
Yeah.
You can't miss it right
yeah.
there at the light on the stilts, the big building.
Beach ball.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be able to pick up red lights if you need red lights on the beach at night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I highly suggest grabbing them for if you have a rental. At least having those available for your rentals. And then, it's this Wednesday, coming up Wednesday, September the 3rd, 9:30 a.m.
Okay, at the Visitor Center. And,
yeah.
JJ, you want to mention, why is this vehicle so important?
Well, you know, we were just talking about that. So in the past, the volunteers were transporting, you know, injured, sick, you know,
200 pounds.
Yeah, turtles to Fort Walton Beach,
mm-hmm.
you know, to the Gulf Ferry and to the Care Center. So this is such a big deal to have this vehicle. And so we're super excited about that.
Excellent. Thank you so much for what you do, and thank you for informing us and keeping us aware. What's your website again in case I want more information?
So it's www.gulfcoastturtlewatch.org.
Okay. So we are excited that you have the new vehicle, excited that you're taking care of our turtles. Thank you so much, both of you, for being on the show this morning, and I appreciate all that you do.
Thanks,
thank you. Thanks so much.